Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Colleen in St. Louis, good morning to you.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you. I listen every morning.
Thank you very much. Well, what would you like to say?
Well, this is kind of random, but I just want to say you guys need to stop picking on Eddie about being a helicopter dad. He sounds like a great dad, and we only get one shot at this parent thing, and he's trying to do the best he can, and someday they're going to be big, loppy, grown-ass teenagers, and he won't have any control. And I just think he sounds like the best daddy, and he's just trying to protect his kids.
I love it.
Colleen, Eddie.
There's caller of the day.
We just started the show.
Oh.
Colleen, may I offer you a rebuttal?
Oh, don't disagree with me, Bobby.
Colleen, may I offer
don't
you?
Don't disagree with Colleen.
Let me offer you a rebuttal, just in fairness, okay, Colleen?
Fair enough.
If we ever pick on anyone on this show, it's because we feel so comfortable with them that we feel like we can playfully make fun of them. Ever. That's if they're making fun of me. Although you guys do get on me a little too hard sometimes. I feel.
Sometimes we do.
But that's okay. If we make fun of each other, it's really just out of love.
Good.
If it was really angry, we just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
They would be out, like, all sincerity, they'd be out of the room. So anytime you hear us messing, that's what it is. It's messing with each other.
Okay, well, I don't understand this helicopter parent thing because, let me tell you, someday you won't have any control, and if you need to monitor, I snooped and, oh, God, kook.
Well, I believe you, but I'm just saying we mess with anybody on this show. That's what. Hey, but listen, Colleen, I appreciate you. Thank you very much for calling.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
A good Samaritan named Tony approached Tegan Langley, who was parked in her car at a McDonald's. And he said, hey, your tires are, one of them's flat. Just so you know, I want to give you, she said, hey, listen, my tires are bad. So thank you very much. And so she said, we can get a repair, but I don't have the money to get them repaired. So he said, hey, follow me. And they went over to the Bridgestone Tire and he paid $500 and bought her new tires and bailed out. I was like, that's it. Just thought you could use this.
That's awesome.
Just went up to her, said, hey, I think you have a flat. She goes, hey, no, my tires are bad. He said, hey. She goes, I can't afford them. Boom. Next thing you know, he bought her new tires. Right?
Is he real?
And then he disappeared into the North Pole. He turned a circle and glitter fell, and there you go. That's an ICU, and that's pretty awesome. ICU.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Arlington, Virginia at a military base. At least 11 people reportedly suffered minor injuries. They had burning sensations in their nose. They opened a letter and it had a suspicious material in it. Authorities are still investigating the situation. In airline news, United Airlines flight from Newark to LA was forced to make an emergency landing. Pilots noticed smoke in the cockpit. The plane did land safely and there were no injuries. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain from Texas to Maine today and tomorrow. Strong storms in Arkansas as well. Careful on those roads.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
During this story about the average age that people get married, what do you think the average age of a groom is, the man?
29.
31.
Oh.
See, when I read this, I feel like maybe I'm not that out of touch. Like, I'm 37. So I go, that's not crazy. I always feel like I'm just lost. Gone.
Way out there. Yeah.
Just, there's no hope. Sometimes I feel like there's no hope. But I'm 37. That's not absolutely nuts compared to this. So it's an article on Reddit where they talk about the average people are getting married. The average age of a bride is 29. The average age of a groom is 31.
Oh, okay.
Couples spent an average of $33,000 on their weddings.
That's the average.
That's
that means
average.
Some people are spending way more than that.
Yeah, but half of that goes toward the venue.
Mm. Okay.
I can't believe a place costs that much. And weddings are now focused on guests more because couples are doing all these things to make it a super memorable experience for the attendees because no one wants to have a bad wedding.
Ooh.
So they're just trying to put on a show for everybody else more than themselves.
Yeah, because now there's hashtags and people can check out what kind of a night it was.
Hashtags are free at least.
Well, I know, but you got to make sure if people click on the hashtag, it looks like it was a good time.
I didn't think about it like that, but yes. Spending on guest entertainment's tripled in the last few years. Photo booths,
yeah.
Sparklers, selfie stations, the music that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I think about that part of it. I'd probably get that free.
No. What do you mean?
I'm probably just going to ask a friend, one of these my buddies who's an artist, to come and play a song or two.
Oh, well, yeah. You have that. You have access to
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Saving money already. Probably going to do it in the radio station.
Oh, yeah. Right here.
On the air. Have it sponsored by, you know, Napa, Dollar Shave Club. We're going to rock this thing out.
Make money getting married.
Actually, yes. Now we're talking. Not just have it sponsored, but yeah. Ideal Image can actually laser me during the wedding.
Ooh. Yeah. Catered by Blue Apron?
Yes.
For sure.
I'm never going to get married, so we can make all the jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. But I did think that since the average male was 31, that didn't make me seem such an alien. Because I do feel like an alien sometimes.
Yeah. No, there's still hope. You're good.
Thank you very much.
I mean, yeah. Look at George Clooney.
Yeah, but look at George Clooney. I rest my case. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. A little tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
A Colorado couple who hit a $3 million jackpot in November 2017. They're celebrating again after winning a $200,000 jackpot just a few months ago.
Wow.
The Colorado Lottery identifies the couple as Paul M. and Chris. And now they've won $3,200,000.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome.
Amy.
So a mom was on a flight from Hawaii to LAX, long flight, by herself, but with a toddler and a baby. And her baby was screaming, crying. There's nothing she could do to calm the baby down, walking up and down the aisle. So a flight attendant went up to her and said, you know what? Do you mind if I give it a try? Mom was a little reluctant, but she was at her wit's end. So she handed the baby over. And the flight attendant was able to soothe the baby and get it to sleep. So the entire plane was like, yeah.
They all cheered and the baby woke back up. Yeah.
No, it was just really cool, the flight attendant to go above and beyond.
Lunchbox.
Kate was looking for a cool way to ask this dude Brian to prom, so she took to Twitter because she knew he's a big Steelers fan. She reached out to one of the wide receivers on the Steelers and said, hey, can you help me ask him to prom? Juju Smith-Schuster said, yeah, give me his number. FaceTimed him and said, hey, Brian, why don't you go to prom with Kate? And Brian said, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's cool of him to do that.
What's his name?
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Not Clinton Haha Dix.
Yeah.
Who is another, that's another cool name.
Yeah.
I wish that was my name. If I could make another radio name, it'd be Haha Bones. Yeah, okay, there you go. That's good news. There's a woman who spent $19,000 on a kidney transplant for her cat.
That's a lot of love for that cat right there.
The cat's 17 years old, too.
Oh wow.
It's almost like giving a 97-year-old man a new foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't really need
it. A $19,000 foot.
So here's where my mind goes to this. I don't ever want to tell people what to do with their own money. Now, I start to weigh it, though, because if I'm a multi-millionaire and I love this cat, $19,000 really doesn't affect me that much. So I want to know how much she makes. If I'm broke and I'm taking out a loan for this,
Different story.
Ooh. But even then again, it's not my money.
Mm-hmm.
I can have an opinion, but it's not right because it's not my money. Betsy Boyd is her name. She earns $46,000 a year as a part-time writing professor, and she paid $19,000. Mm. And you know what? If she loves something that much and she can afford it, do it. I just can't hate on somebody who loves something. It's crazy. It is crazy to go. But $19,000.
I feel like she's just a lonely woman and just can't let go of her cat.
And isn't that okay, though?
No, get another cat.
I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah. Hard.
Ooh.
And I don't know, cats, can they live to be 30?
No.
Oh.
Nah, I don't know how long they live.
Me neither, but it's gonna be rough.
It stinks,
if he doesn't
though, right?
live that much longer.
Or
or dies in surgery. Oh my goodness.
You know what? I'm on team cat.
Okay,
I'm on team cat.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Edgewater, Florida. A man went outside because he wanted to mow his lawn, but he couldn't find his lawnmower. And he goes, I know it. The neighbor stole it. I can feel it in my gut. So instead of going over and knocking on their door or calling the cops, he lit their Corvette on fire.
Oh, wow.
Turns out the lawnmower was in his backyard.
What?
Oh double wow.
Yeah, like, it's not, you should think before you do stuff like that.
No, you just shouldn't light people's cars on fire.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
I want a bonehead.
Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
By the way, Lunchbox said he's really looking forward to Survivor, the new season, huh?
Oh, yeah. Tonight. Can't wait.
You love that show still, huh?
Let me tell you, it is so good. Bobby, you would love it. It's all about strategy and gameplay and stabbing people in the back. And it's just, it's a very smart person game.
I've seen it before. It's been on for
years. 30 years, maybe.
30.
Not 30 years, like 30 seasons, maybe. Yeah. 26 seasons, something like that. But this one is called Survivor Ghost Island.
Lunchbox sent me a note and he said, I like to do a segment. I was like, what's that segment? He goes, it's called I'm Looking Forward To, and I want to talk about Survivor. I said, okay, cool. I mean,
whatever you want, man.
But no, he wants to do a segment where we go around the room and say, I'm looking forward to blank. I think it's a pretty good segment.
Okay. Yes, because people have to have things they're looking forward to in their life.
I'm not hating on you at all.
Thank you. Eddie was hating
on
me.
A little bit.
All right, so I'm looking forward to blank. Lunchbox says,
I am looking forward to Survivor Ghost Island.
Amy, I'm looking forward to?
Spring break.
For the kids?
Yeah.
Or for you, you're gonna leave them and go wet and wild.
Yeah. No, we'll still be working, right? Because this is my first spring break with kids, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we work every spring break, Amy.
So we work. We're not taking
Snatch
anything.
My
so
thing.
We're not gonna really go anywhere. But I think my husband and I are gonna try to plan some day trips for them. Yeah. You know, but then I'll come back for work. Don't worry. So spring break, sort of.
So looking forward to spring break. Eddie, our producer, Eddie?
Summer, the heat, the beach, the waves, everything.
Eddie does the aloha sign.
Hate the winter, guys. Like, I can't wait for the warm sun to come out.
What about you?
I'm looking forward to going back on the road, doing stand-up comedy. I haven't been on the road in 2 months, so I start back in March.
Got that itch.
Big time. I ordered some stuff for the stage, too.
I thought you meant for your itch.
No.
Hey, no. I did, too. I was like, okay.
Hydrocortisone.
Yeah. Well, I ordered, yeah, so I'm excited.
You, like a pyro?
It's not pyro, but it's something cool that's on the stage. Mm. It just makes it a little more official. So, yeah, I'm looking
dry
forward.
Dry ice.
Yeah, you never know.
Dry ice. It'd
be like an Al Dean show. Boom.
Mike D's putting dry ice in a bucket back there for smoke.
But if you're in Tampa or Florence, South Carolina, or Albuquerque, Colorado Springs, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'm coming. I'm coming in hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, BobbyBonesComedy.com where all the tickets are. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Raymond, what are you looking forward to?
March Madness, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And it's coming to Nashville this year.
Really?
Yeah, second round.
I got to log traffic.
Middle of March. Mark okay.
Anything happening in town, it's all about traffic with Amy. Yesterday, we were like, hey, the vice president's coming to town. Great. I'm like, wow, just traffic.
Well, I'm always good. Like, if there's soccer tournaments, the Titans have a game, the Preds have a game. You just got to know where you're going, what time everything is, and you can navigate. Because one time Trump came to town, I was going to be late to work. I didn't know the president was in town, and I was like, why am I stuck in traffic right now? I almost was late.
Wow. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Morgan number two, our 24-year-old, she was talking about Snapchat dysmorphia. Have you heard of this, Amy?
I have. It's a thing.
Oh, you know. Morgan, yeah. Tell everybody else.
So essentially, it's people using Snapchat filters and they're telling their doctors what they want based on Snapchat filters for plastic surgery become the filters.
So they filter their face and it makes you look beautiful and they take that shot into the doctor and they go, make me look like the Snapchat filter.
100%.
That's insane.
Well, so at least though, I'm kind of saying at least it's a version of themselves-ish. Doctors were saying they got people bringing in Kim Kardashian or whomever being like, make me look like Kim. But now it's like, make me look like my filtered self.
That's still crazy. The first person to do that, they go into the doctor with a picture of themselves with a filter.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, doctor, make me look like this with the hard eyes.
Mm-hmm. Filters are amazing, and they're addicting, and they're scary, and sometimes...
Put the puppy tongue on me, doctor.
With the little ears,
yeah, yeah,
and the smooth skin. Yeah, it's, I mean, man, I don't want to be a kid these days.
I do. I'm getting too old too fast, man. Here are my favorite three songs right now. People often ask for my musical taste, and I am America's mentor, you know, Am. So... I like to share my music with them.
I know. I'm going to write them down.
Yeah. Song number one. I have three songs I really love right now. David Lee Murphy, Everything's Gonna Be Alright. Here's this one here.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
How good is that?
I love it. No, corn muffin. Corn muffin fits in so many songs.
Yeah, turn it up.
It's gonna be all right, all right.
All right, Kenny, take it away.
So I nodded my head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few butts in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon.
That's a good one. Okay, how about this one? This is Anderson East, who's going to be performing in studio tomorrow. I love the whole record. But here is If You Keep Leaving Me. Oh, hit that one. It's a good song.
If you keep leaving me, I'll keep loving you.
Love the record. Love the song. By the way, I saw him and Randall Lambert broke up. You see
really?
That?
Really?
They did?
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
just,
we can't bring that up tomorrow.
Well, nah. I don't care to bring it up.
I know. You wouldn't have even brought it up if they were together, so we definitely shouldn't bring it up, especially if it's fresh.
Yeah, I don't know much about it, but he's coming in tomorrow. Love the album. Yeah, I just saw that last night.
Oh, man.
And then finally, Dave Barnes. And I love this whole record. And Dave Barnes wrote God Gave Me You that Blake Shelton sang. He wrote Craving You from Maren Morris. And this is Dave Barnes here. Hit that song.
Chasing dreams, dreams, dreams. Chasing dreams, dreams, dreams. Chasing.
It's called Chasing Dreams. He came in with Kelsey Ballerini. Remember during our St. Jude Radiothon, Kelsey did God Gave Me You, which he wrote, and he came and played guitar with her.
Yeah.
So we've met him briefly. He did my Bobby cast, but I'm going to see if he wants to come in. But that whole record's good. That's what I'm listening to right now. Hey, what's this deal about Amy's elephantitis in your thumb?
I don't know. My thumb's growing. Like, it's subtle. You wouldn't know it. But, I mean, I showed it to Mike D. Morgan, number two, look at my thumb.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. Compared to the other one, it's just growing. I don't know what's happening. And it's sort of painful, but it's just...
Hold on. Don't you think it may be just swelling instead of growing?
But why? What'd I do to it?
Ant bite. I mean, there are a lot of variables.
I don't see a bite. It's just starting, like, I'm going to be concerned. Pretty much, you know how we Google things. So basically, I'm probably going to have to amputate my thumb.
And so you Googled and it said you had elephantitis in your thumb?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to get really big to the point where I can't write. And
Lunchbox, look at her thumb, Lunchbox. Tell me what's wrong with it.
Look how much bigger it is.
Oh, man, that is really bad.
Diagnose me. Look, it's getting bigger.
Is it really, Lunch?
Which one's bigger?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that you one's can't bigger. Even tell. I thought the other one was bigger.
Are you joking?
Amy, you're good. You're good.
I mean, it may be a little red.
It's not. I'm worried about his vision.
Okay, stop with the hands, Amy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you popped your knuckles.
You popped your knuckles. That's not elephantitis.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Happy birthday to Jason Aldean. Today he turns 41 years young.
Huh. You feel like Jason Aldean's older than that?
No, I don't. I feel like he's younger than that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Why, you?
He's kind of ageless to me.
Yeah, his skin, I feel like he almost looks younger than he did 5 years ago.
Yeah, I just don't want to assign an age to him. He's all the earrings and the hats and accessories kind of keep him from aging.
Yeah.
Hope that happens with me. What else?
Paul Walker is getting his own documentary called I Am Paul Walker. You know, he passed away in 2013 from a crazy car crash. And the documentary is just going to have an in-depth look into his life, his acting. It's behind from the same people that did Heath Ledger and John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, the Heath Ledger one was sad. I saw that one.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Would you recommend it?
Yeah, but it's sad.
Okay, I'm interested in the JFK one.
I'm not. I don't know anything about JFK Jr.
Junior.
Like,
yeah,
JFK. Junior. You know what I want to see is that Versace set of TV shows.
Oh, on A&E.
Yeah,
Versace?
It's the same people who... No. The same people who did the O.J. Simpson documentary. The real... They did a Versace, the murder of Versace.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that.
And you know what came out, I believe, yesterday was the Tupac and Biggie murder show.
On A&E.
Or TNT, one of those channels. Yeah, a lot of good stuff out there. Okay, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The morning corny.
Why didn't the policeman want to get out of bed?
Why didn't the policeman want to get out of bed?
Because it was an undercover cop.
Thank you. There you go.
That was the morning corny. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jake Owen.
Hey, clap your hands for our buddy Jake. Hey, man. Where do we start?
What's up, man?
There's just a lot going on with you right now.
There's a lot going on.
I feel like a couple things. One, in the last year or so, you and I have gotten to be better friends, and we already were personally. But also, I listened to your podcast, and I learned so much about you on that podcast, too, that I feel like I know you even more than I should.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? Are you feeling that from the podcast? People go, dude, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I like the fact that I can kind of... I'm a pretty open book anyways with most of my life, that it's kind of nice to open up a little more on just with the people that are involved in my life. Not so much me all the time. I get to talk to other people that inspire me. So I like that aspect of it.
Jake Owens here. He's got the Good Company podcast. Got this new song we've been playing every hour today, which, by the way, I was Jack, you were Diane.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song?
You gotta talk me through this for a second. So when you do, first of all, how does this all come together in your mind?
In my mind?
Yeah, because if you have this song, obviously Jack and Diane's in it, and it's called I Was Jack.
Right.
How does this all come together?
It's a delicate situation, this song. But it was a whole story from a friend of mine that it had started this song a few years ago and thought, man, how do we use this track and actually get away with it? But the way the music has kind of come, they rewrote with Craig Wiseman. Craig happens to be over there at Big Loud. Obviously, he threw me the song, and it was kind of full circle the way that it came about.
I just wonder, because you go, man, what a risk to take a song that's already been, because you hear Jack and Diane so heavily in the song,
oh,
and
yeah,
the title of it's Jack and Diane.
Yeah,
that you got to go, whew, this is a big. By the way, I love the song. I told you that before you came in.
Yeah, thanks.
But I just wonder how your mind wraps that. Do you go forward? Is it worth taking a big risk like this? You're starting at a new label, like all those things.
Yeah, I don't know. I think life's about taking risks, and I thought about that the other day. I would not be in Nashville if I didn't one day, for some weird reason, call my parents on the phone, which is something I talked about in one of my podcasts, to my dad, actually. I just remember one day, I just had a feeling, and I said, as much as I love Tallahassee and as much as I loved playing bars with my friends and stuff in a band in Tallahassee, I wanted something more. I wanted to try something different. And I called my parents on the phone and told them I was leaving Tallahassee and moving to Nashville, and that was 14, 15 years ago. So here we are today, and putting a song out like this, yeah, it might be a little bit of a risk or a chance, but to me, it's kind of an ode to Jack and Diane, the song originally. And for me, growing up as a kid, I like songs that make you feel young and songs that make you remember life. And that, and Jack and Diane was the original song story of two American kids growing up in the heartland.
That song still feels good too. When Jack and Diane comes on, two chili, sucking on chili dog, outside it tastes to freeze. Like, it's still the jam to everybody.
Yeah.
And when I heard the song, it felt like a new warm blanket.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, it was new.
It's like the cool side of the pillow.
Well, if it's a new pillow.
Right.
Because it felt comfortable without it being a new song that I was having to adjust to.
Right.
If that made sense. It was still a new
song.
Yeah,
no. It took me a minute to be, I'll be honest, I think I told you this on a text, that I had to be careful. You know, I don't want to be the guy that's like, who's this guy ruining this classic song? But I really was a fan of the way it was written, and I like the fact that it kind of pays homage to that song. It was back when you and I, like the whoever it is, people put themselves in songs throughout life. I was listening earlier today to Cole Swindell's new song about When We Break Up in the End. I thought, wow, I put myself in that song. I thought, man, there's been people I've been with in my life, and I'd probably go back and do it all over to be where I am now. But so same with this song. I mean, it's, you put yourself as a person in certain situations and songs, and I put myself in Jack and Diane, and I think this is kind of back to when I was Jack and you were Diane.
Is John Mellencamp a writer on this song?
He is. They gave him writer's credit, which they definitely should have. I mean, this is his melody and everything, but...
Did you talk to him and get his...
I haven't talked to him personally, but he did approve this message. John Mellencamp approves this message, yeah.
Is that something that they felt like they had to reach out to? Or could he have... They had done it anyway.
I think it's proper... you know, it's the right thing to do. And they did. They reached out to him and said, you need to hear this. Is this cool? And to our surprise, actually, he said, yeah, he said he loved it. And so we're making the video here pretty shortly. And he actually gave us a lot of rights to use some of the original Jack and Diane footage.
Oh, that's really
and,
cool.
Yeah. And so it's a really cool. It's a big deal.
Jake Owen is here. Got this new song, which I do like. And I heard it the first time. I was on an airplane. Listen, song. Like we did then. And I didn't reply back because I was on an airplane. And then I forgot to reply for like 2 days. And Jake's like, you think the song sucks, don't you?
No,
like,
you said.
I was like, no.
First off, we'll back it up. I've heard you say multiple times, man, you don't like to hear songs early.
I don't. But
you want it the way that everybody else gets it, like the people, you know?
But the
so
radio
I just didn't
were,
send you this
the
song.
The radio people were already getting it.
Okay. Well, you texted me like, am I going to get to hear this song or what?
Because you already sent it out to people.
I haven't sent it to anyone.
But radio people all had it. And it was like, hey. And to be fair, I'd heard it already at the Music Summit. They played it over the top.
Yeah.
So, right? Didn't you guys play this? Yeah, I'd heard it already, and I want. Yeah. You can call me out, but it's not the same because I'd already heard it.
Yeah. Well, so I sent it, when you said, don't, and I like the preface. You said, hey, I'm going into a meeting or something.
I was shooting Idol.
Yeah.
That's what it was, and I was like, hey, if I don't reply back, don't take it personally.
I didn't take it personally. I just want to know what you thought.
Yeah, I felt like
I'm glad you like it.
I do like, and I wouldn't have told you I did. I actually love it.
Thanks, man.
I think it's a really fun song.
I'm excited. I really am. This is a big time in my life, and like being with a new label. I've got a new tour that we're getting ready to kick off this summer. New music. I mean, it's just like a different place in my life. My hair's getting a little bit longer. You know,
new hair. Who dis?
Yeah. Yeah, man, lots of things are good. I mean, I'm a happy person. I've spent most of my time now, like, searching for arrowheads out on my farm, you know, free time, and so.
On the Bobby Bones Show now,
Jake Owen.
By the way, when you go out this year, you have Chris Jansen out with you.
Yes, good dude.
Good dude, great entertainer.
Yeah, he actually texted me the other day and said, hey, man, I wanted to let you know, it was after the tour announcement came out, he said, thanks for having me out, this is going to be great. And I told him, I said, man, look, I'm excited to have him out because of how much better it'll make not just myself, but the guys in the band because of how great of what you just said. He's a great entertainer. He's got a lot of integrity with the kind of music he makes. But when someone goes on before you and lights the stage on fire, I mean, it's hard to follow that. So it's a good thing. I mean, it's inspiring to have him out there. So it'll be fun. We have Jordan Davis with us as well. So he's got a great beard. Great
he
new
does.
Song on the radio.
He does. Both of those things are really good.
It'll be good.
What else is going on with you? Did you get a new house? Did you move from that one you were selling on the internet?
Dude, I did. I sold that house. Yeah. I'm not lying to you. I live in a tiny house right now. It's 400 square feet. And I love it. It's made me.
It's a legit tiny house, like from tinyhouse.com?
Yeah, I have a tiny house.
What?
So are you?
Yeah.
Are you putting your roots?
This isn't a joke.
Are your roots into your tiny house, or is that just a temporary?
Am I what? No. So what happened is, I sold my house not thinking it was going to sell that fast. I put it on the market on a Monday. It sold on a Wednesday. They wanted to be in basically by Christmas. So I'd already bought this piece of property, which is really a dream for me because I've always, you know, moving up here, I've thought if I could ever get to the point where I have my own piece of property and it's just like a place I could raise my family and daughter, whatever. And I have that now. But what I don't have on it is a place to live until I build it, which that takes time. But I looked into those tiny homes and got one out there.
They drive it out to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it's amazing to see your house like coming at you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like coming down the road right towards you. And
what do you put in there? What's in your
house? I have a little couch. Literally,
you're still not tiny though.
I know, but I got it. I don't know. I don't know. I like going through scenarios like this in my life. It teaches me like certain things. And, I realized, I mean, I had a lot of junk that I've just acquired over years. And now I don't have all that.
By the way, I'll say this. I do this podcast from my house, and we have 100 at some episodes. Everybody from Stapleton to Karen Fairchild. I mean, the biggest writers. You are far and away the
like five times the next person, hundreds of thousands of downloads.
Why?
Of the podcast when you and I, when you came to my house. Well, because we got into a huge fight.
It wasn't a fight though, man. And that's what I've always enjoyed about talking to you is like, sometimes like you just gotta, like, I feel like I'm a pretty real person. Sometimes to a fault, you know what I mean? And, but I like interaction with you, like talking to you, man. Cause like we both live lives where people perceive you one way and they don't really know you. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Sure.
So we kind of got into that, and I think that's what people like. People like vulnerability. I think
and we went at it both being vulnerable.
Yeah.
We came out
in the end, though. I mean, it was precious.
We were better from it.
It was precious, dude.
We were coal. We came out a diamond.
Yeah, it was good.
But it has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of downloads.
Really?
Does anyone ever say anything to you about that podcast?
Yeah, I see it on my Twitter and stuff a lot. People saying that they just caught up on that one. They're like, "Whoa, that got real," you know. But Mike D was there that day live and live.
He didn't know if to keep doing it. He thought you were gonna leave.
He did.
Yeah. No. Where's Mike D? Is he in here? Didn't you? Hey, Mike D, can you hear
Mike
me?
Mike D, you were there live for me, it. It was like
whenever Jake and I were talking about during the podcast. Did you think it was the weirdest thing ever?
Yeah.
Did you want to leave?
Yeah, a little bit.
He said afterward, he goes, "I didn't know what to do. Should I walk out?" Man, now we're good.
Yeah.
So anything else going on?
I don't know. What else is going on?
I'm just asking. You don't have to come up with anything. I just wonder.
No,
like,
man, just a lot. The best thing that's going on in my life is the fact that I'm genuinely happy. I think that's the most important thing in anyone's life is to just be at a place where you can literally wake up and go to sleep every day and just go, wow, like this was a great day. I'm pretty happy to be alive. I've got lots of good things going on in my life. Like I said, I mean, take the music side out of it and new single and all that feels good. But I have a really awesome, healthy 5-year-old little girl that literally makes me smile like every single day.
She in school now?
She starts kindergarten this coming year. My family, I just got back from Pebble Beach, went out and played the...
I saw you hit someone with a golf ball.
I did hit someone with a golf ball. I didn't do it on purpose, though. But my dad...
I'm not.
No, my dad was caddying for me, so that's cool. He he's a cancer survivor, so just see him right next to me on the world's most beautiful golf course, you know. Lots of good things, man.
But you hit someone with a golf ball.
Yeah, I did. That was the second time at that tournament that I hit someone with a golf ball. This one wasn't as bad as the first time, though. Luckily, that was like before everyone was videoing all the time. But I got that guy good, and he was cool about it. It hit his head,
Are these people just standing in the wrong?
Yes, that's what's...
No, they're standing in the right place. He hit it.
It was twice in the same course.
No. Wait a second. Like,
They weren't somewhere they weren't supposed to be.
No, they were just standing there as patrons of the tournament in the gallery. Yes. And I don't say this arrogantly, but I mean, I'm a pretty good golfer. And so the shot I hit that hit the lady this year was not that bad of a shot. I hit it like 10 yards right of the green. And it just kind of hit her right in the middle of the chest.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What? Did she not see that coming?
Yeah, it was crazy.
No, I mean, how come she didn't move?
I don't know. I said four.
Because I was thinking it had to hit her from behind. It hit her straight on. Like, she's like, boom. There's a golf ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened to me once with a football, but...
The video, like, someone posted this video, I walked up, I felt terrible. I mean, you never want to hit someone with anything, much less a golf ball. And I said, I'm really sorry. I was like, I'm not a good golfer, but I'm a pretty good golfer. You know, I just said that to be nice. And her husband chimes in. He's like, yeah, we know. Seriously.
Yeah, the funny video. I laughed. Yeah. I thought your pride would be a little hurt by him going, yeah, we know.
I was. Yeah. I didn't let anybody know about that. Yeah. But I was a little bummed out. The guy said, no, we know you're not a good golfer. And then I almost went from like, you know, man, I was just really nice to your wife to like, well, let's go. You know, like it's you and me right now. Let's do this.
By the way, I texted Jake. I said, hey, come in. Don't worry about bringing the guitar. Just come in. We'll talk. And he's like, oh, thank God. That's how I read it.
You did?
Yeah, because...
No, I have... Dude,
you beat yourself up before you come in and play, because you're like, what am I going to play? It needs to be perfect.
No, not only for myself, but honestly, I mean, dude, that's what's so great about music these days, this day and age. Every person you have come on here is so great. They're awesome. So you're like, man, I want to, like, if I go on there, I want to... It's like, for me, I just want to be great, and I want to be... I want to compete with people around me that are in this town that are as great as they are. Like, I hear them on y'all's show all the time.
You're
so
very competitive, and you're competitive about knowing more covers than anybody else.
I know a lot of those.
Yeah, but again,
If I say, hey, Craig Campbell's the greatest, you're like, no, he's not, I am.
Nah, he's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, he's yeah. Great. Yeah, yeah, cool.
What do you call him, the Craig Campbell, like the cover champion of the world? Like,
we play Stump Craig Campbell.
Stump, that's what we
see,
do.
See, he's like, same thing though. I mean, he played down there on Broadway for so long that you got to be able to do that. I mean,
but Jake just, he wants it to be like Stump Jake Owen.
And they're both awesome at it. And I honestly don't know who's better. But I know it bothers Jake a little bit when someone says they're better than him at knowing all the songs.
It bothers me when anyone says they're better at me in anything.
That's true.
Like, it's, I mean, I'm that kind of person. I wish I wasn't.
I was talking to...
Name drop!
Luke Bryan off the air the other day. And he said...
Paul McCartney told me it's not cool to drop names.
Okay, well, cool. Luke goes, that Jake, he's so competitive about him knowing every song. He said, we sat around a campfire and we just gave up because Jake knew all the songs. True.
We did do that. That's true. True story. Yeah, that was in British Columbia. We were fishing. Yeah, Dirk's just like
name drop.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Well, this was it. That same.
Was that Peyton Manning there too?
I didn't say that. You did.
Okay. Yeah. Name drop.
Yeah, he was, man. He was.
Yeah. Just the four of y'all.
Yeah, Randy Houser was there
name
last year.
Name drop.
Trying to think who else I can name drop.
Do you know what the drop is? Let's see how musical you are. That drop. Do you know what that's from?
Yeah, I did notice that the first time.
Name drop.
Just a drop. It's the Beastie Boys.
Is that Sabotage?
No. Doesn't matter.
No.
I just wonder if you recognized it.
Sounded like you. Actually.
That's Ray doing name. That's Beastie Boys doing drop.
Name drop.
I don't know that song.
I have to do that though because I name drop and I'm such a douche that I have to acknowledge my douchiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you acknowledge it.
At least you do though.
You 8 Mile yourself. That's what I say.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad you're Jake's checking himself out.
He's like
out.
Done.
He's like, hey, I'm out.
Let's end on the high note.
Yeah, good to see you. But the song's really good. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
I haven't seen Amy. I haven't been in here since you've had your kids. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I follow through the morning show and it's pretty cool to hear you like your transition into motherhood. It's pretty awesome.
Thanks. I'll take any parenting advice that you've got.
Don't ask me.
You have a daughter.
I do, but you know.
Jake Owen. Song's out today. I was Jack, you were Diane. It's always great to have you in here.
Thanks, man. It's always good to be here.
And just like every time we talk, we go down all the roads.
We went there.
Happy, make fun, sad.
Yes.
Fight.
Yes.
Hug.
Keep going.
All that. Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time. All right, Jake, go on, everybody. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Show.
Amy's a new mom. She has a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. That's hard. I mean, how do you get a new mom with a 10 and a 7-year-old? But... she's adopted 2 children. How long have they been here now?
2 months.
Man, it feels like 2 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, Carmen.
Check my gray hair.
Hi.
Hey, what would you like to tell Amy?
I just wanted to tell Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Don't worry so much about it, or don't spend your time and money on these how-to books and stuff. I think that you just need to follow your heart and think about what your mom would have done in those situations, and you, honey, will be just fine, because I listen to you all every morning, and you are one of the sweetest, most compassionate people, and I have not even met you. I can just tell it by the way you are on the air, and I just don't think you need all that extra stuff. I think you're going to be a wonderful mom.
Carmen, in regards to your comment about Amy being sweet and compassionate, as sweet as she sounds on the radio, even sweeter in person.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious, Carmen.
No, I can be not sweet.
I totally believe
it. I'm telling you the truth, Carmen. Best person ever been around.
I believe you. You make me, I'm a crocheter. I do crochet. It's kind of like knitting, but I crochet. And you just make, I just wanted to crochet your kids all these things because I know that you're here and they're new here. And so, I don't know, just hearing you do that and your compassion for those kids and the love that you have for those kids that it blows my mind. And I'm just amazed by you every day. And I think that you are going to be super awesome.
Yeah, I'm amazed by you too. Thank you. No, Carmen.
Somebody say something bad about me.
No, you're accurate, Carmen. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate you. Hope you have a good day. Amy, what do you have to say? Now, I know your situation is different, because you have two older kids, and I'm sure you have to read a lot of books about...
I'm all about all the how-to books and podcasts. I can't just follow my heart on some of this stuff, because I'm dealing with kids that are coming from an abandonment, orphanage-type situation. They are older. They haven't always been in a loving, nurturing home, so I do need outside help and advice.
Do you have people that you go to as well, like humans?
Yes. What I guess I call mentors that have walked this road before me.
I'm America's mentor. Why don't you come to me?
Yeah, come on.
American Idol didn't hire me just to sit on chopped liver over here. I have all the advice.
I'm not trying to build their brand per se. I'm trying to shape them into functioning humans.
That's fair. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're... giving yourself different tools.
Yes.
You may not have to use them.
Correct. I think I just got stuff in my toolbox.
I'm always trying to load up that toolbox too. Or Lunchbox calls it a tool chest.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But I need it.
I think that's good. You like reading?
I do. These days, I feel like listening to the audiobook or podcast is easier for me to absorb and still get stuff done.
I think the audio, because I just finished my second book and it comes out this summer. And that audiobook, I haven't recorded it. I will. People can listen to it. I think if you listen to a book, it's the same thing as reading it. And people will go, no, you don't really read it. You just listen to it. I think it's the same thing. I'm totally down with listening to a book. And it's the same thing as reading.
Do you think you have to disclose that if someone's like, oh, this is such a great book? And if you listen to it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I read that book.
This is what I do, though, sometimes. I will read a book, and I'll know where I am. And then on the audio, if I'm driving for a long time, I'll just go to that part and switch it back. Yeah. Eddie, what are you reading in audio?
Oh, man, I got burned by one audio book. It was about a submarine that was sinking. It was terrible. But that was my first time to get a book from, like, Cracker Barrel.
You mean the CD?
And your last time?
Yeah, it was the CD. It was terrible. It was so bad.
You can't blame the content of the book on
what you
think. I think it was the way the man was reading it. He was like, the boat went auga, auga.
Are you sure that wasn't a kid's book that you were reading?
It might have been.
Well, that's a very kind call of her.
Very.
And it's good to know that. How's things going? Good?
Good.
Up and down?
You know, we have a new nanny just recently, like now, like in the last few days. And I kind of had a breakdown to her. I was like, she's going to quit. She's going to quit day one.
Did she?
Not yet.
Live to fight another day.
Do you think it's okay? I've already cried to her.
Yeah, you get that out of the way. She sees the worst in you. So everything else is a bonus.
She's like, oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. Okay. The Bobby Bone
Show. You see where Air Force One has a doctor, 2,000 meals, 85 phones on it. The interior is 4,000 square feet.
It's so crazy that can fly.
It has a conference room, a dining room, an oval office, a bedroom, a bathroom for the president, other offices for other staff members. The aircraft has a medical room and a separate operating room. Air Force One has its own doctor. It's equipped with encryption and scrambling devices. There are all these phones, armored windows. Man, that's why the refrigerator costs $3 million.
It's pretty fascinating.
You want to know the most fascinating thing I read yesterday?
What?
Was Barbara Streisand cloned her dog twice and has two cloned dogs.
What?
Huh?
It's unbelievable. Who saw the story?
I mean, I guess I read a little bit of it, but I didn't realize it was the same dog. She cloned the same dog twice.
I put it on my Insta story because I was like, this is like Jurassic Park. And then I said, since it was a dog, I said it was Jurassic Bark.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Thank you. It's funny. Thank you very much. Yeah. So in an interview with Variety, she said that she had this dog. It was a 14-year-old, died in 2017, and cells were taken from her dog's mouth and stomach, and two dogs were made out of it. Cloned two dogs. Now, I love my dog more than any living thing ever, and I just can't see cloning him. I wonder how much that costs. How much does it cost to clone a dog? Lunchbox, Google that.
I think it's $50,000 is what I read. It's $50,000 for a dog and $25,000 for a cat.
But what are you going to get from that? Because the dog's not going to be the same. Like, in your heart, what are you hoping? You're not filling that void of the same dog being gone.
I don't know, yeah.
And why not just go save another dog?
Yeah, there's so many dogs that need a home. But I guess if you're really attached and you have that kind of...
But that dog's gone.
I know.
The dog's gone. It sucks.
I know, it sucks.
Amy's dog just
me.
Died. My dog's about to die. It all sucks.
Yeah, it really does. But I don't... Yeah, you're right. I don't know that I would want... to have cloned her, because it's not her.
I'm not trying to hate. I'm just trying to understand. Here, I just handed it to me. Amy, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's crazy. $50,000 for a dog, $25,000 for a cat. The company also offers genetic preservation for $1,600. They do a biopsy and they save the tissue so they can clone it later for $1,600. They should do me.
Oh, we should clone you?
Why not?
But it wouldn't really be you. You'd be like Evil Bobby or something.
I don't care. I send it over to California, do all that West Coast stuff. I don't like having to get up early over there. That stuff stinks, man. There's a tattoo artist who inks his whole body, and he also did his eyeballs and inside his mouth.
That hurts to think about.
Yeah, his name is Eli Ink.
He changed his name.
Of course he did, Amy. Yes, that's true. Great observation, Amy. He's inked his entire body, including his eyeballs and the inside of his mouth. The eyeball thing's crazy to me. Mm. The mouth thing is just, you're just showing out so you can go, hey, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
The eyeball thing seems so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that were getting those eyelash tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Can I talk about?
Eyeliner.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not crazy to me. Getting your eyeball tattooed.
No. It's a more, yes. But getting your eyeliner tattooed on you, it's a needle so close to your eye.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Not crazy to me. I did my eyebrows.
You got tattooed?
Yeah.
I get another tattoo.
Oh, I did that microblading. We talked about it when Morgan was thinking about doing it. It's not a tattoo. Technically, it's called microblading. They cut open your skin with a blade and then pour ink inside.
What?
Yikes.
That's what that is? I thought it was like sewing. They were like sewing your eye with something.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Jason Aldean's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Here's some facts about Jason. He was the number 7 highest paid country music last year at $32.5 million.
That's a lot.
Whoa. Man.
I know. When you think about it, just straight up.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to treat him nicer when he comes in.
What? Why?
Let me share his money with us.
That never works.
Good point.
Aldean changed his name because there was an artist already named Jason D. Williams performing all over Nashville. So, to stop the confusion, he changed the middle of his, changed the spelling of his middle name, which was Aldine, to Aldean.
Really?
Oh, clever.
Mm. Of the many jobs he had before music, he sold pagers at a mall kiosk.
It's amazing.
His lucky number is number 9, his baseball jersey. Did you know that Jake Owen was offered Big Green Tractor first?
Oh.
And he passed.
Oh.
How about that?
You can take another ride.
He turned it down. Became Aldean's biggest hit to date, spending multiple weeks at number 1.
I'll make it go faster down.
Dude. I don't even own a tractor.
I'm good, dude. Take that song out, dude. I don't want it, dude.
Like that.
Said he went for, Jake went for what? 8-second ride?
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's a song he wrote. I don't know. But his first career car, Jason Aldean, was an 85 Toyota pickup truck. Bought it with the money he made for Plan Bars. He has a vintage t-shirt collection. He spends time on eBay shopping for them.
I feel like we see a lot of them. He wears a lot of old shirts.
And he has 19 number 1 singles.
Holy.
Dang. Wow.
Can't even play a show. That's all. I mean, that's the whole set list. Wow. And songs that are bigger that weren't number 1, like Hicktown. That wasn't a number 1 song.
Right.
But it's massive. I have for you now my favorite Jason Aldean songs, number 3, 2, and number 1. You ready?
Ready.
Number 3, it wasn't even a single. Two-Night Town.
I just spent 3 nights in a two-night town. With a bunch of lost souls all trying to get found. Girl, I've been a little crazy since you walked out. So I just spent 3 nights in a two-night town.
Well, that song should have been a single. That's a good one. Number 2, Big Green Tractor.
We can take another ride on my Big Green Tractor.
And my favorite Jason Aldean song in my list, number 1, is Don't You Wanna Stay with Kelly Clarkson.
Don't you wanna stay here a little while?
That's a jam.
Don't you wanna hold tight.
You like that one, Ann?
Yeah, I haven't thought about it in a really long time, but yeah.
When I was doing my research for this segment, I was going through the whole, and I was like, oh, that's my favorite. That's my, then I hit another, no, that's my favorite. And I ended up with this one being my favorite.
We can make forever feel this way. Don't
Happy birthday, Jason Aldean.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have the number 1 reason that contestants get rejected from The Bachelor.
Oh, psychological profiles.
Sort of. It does have to do with your health.
What is it?
Well, you have to have a clean bill of health, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, so they can't have STDs if they go on The Bachelor.
Yeah, they get tested and all the stuff. A psych evaluation is done, but that's not the number one reason people get rejected. Of course I think not. They actually want you to be crazy.
They're all psycho on that show. Yeah, you're exactly right. Hey, you know, that's a good thing, because if I were The Bachelor, I would be concerned, because, you know, really the Bachelors are getting with a lot of those girls.
No.
I would be concerned. Oh, yeah, of course.
No.
I would be concerned that I was getting something. But if they're already covered, and I mean, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like the 60s again. Free love, man.
Yeah.
Peace, Woodstock.
Love. Not Bachelor.
Yeah, what else?
Okay, so it looks like there could be a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot, but it'll be the Fresh Princess of Bel-Air.
Yeah, so it won't really be the same cast, because Uncle Phil's dead.
Yeah.
Will Smith was on Instagram saying he will never be back on the show, but kind of the same theme, but with a young female, which I think is a good idea. Listen, I don't like it when shows come back and just try to make a whole new indefinite run. I like it if shows come back and they do one more season and that's it. Just like our athletes, we don't want to see Michael Jordan get so old and crappy that we feel bad for him. At this point, I look at this Will and Grace show and I'm like, stop, this isn't good anymore. But yeah, I'm okay with this, a whole new set. And it's on rerun so much now on TV Land that young people are seeing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so what else?
They'll know what's up. Spice Girls are going to perform at Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Is that for sure? Because yeah. I saw that one of the Spices had mentioned that. Is it kind of
Mel B. She let it slip.
No, you don't let that slip.
No, she was on The Real yesterday and she let it slip.
My point is, you say that on purpose, even if you act like you didn't. But what did she say exactly?
Well, she admitted that the whole group, they were going to be attending the wedding. And then after being pressed a little bit, she hinted that they're also going to be singing. And Megan's a huge fan of the Spice Girls. It makes
She's
sense.
Not even British. That's the weird thing.
What? I'm a huge fan of the Spice Girls. I was a Spice Girl my senior year of high school.
Which one? Probably
for Halloween.
The redheaded one?
No. Who was I? My friend and I were... I think I was Scary Spice.
Were you dopey?
What does that mean?
Oh, that's one of the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah. Oh, that was Spice Girl.
Rude.
All
right. I don't even know if that was like funny or rude.
It was funny. Don't worry.
Is it? Yeah,
what else you got?
Well, if you love Netflix and their original shows and binging them, the CEO announced that they are coming up with 700 new original Netflix shows.
Wow.
That's a lot of binging.
It's so much now that I can't enjoy it, because I turn it on and I go, wow, there are all these new shows. I don't know which one I want to invest my time in. It's so much overload that I just watch The Office.
Oh.
It's just too many shows.
You should give some of the original ones a
shot. Read a book.
Oh, stop.
What, stop with the books?
Yeah, like, read Bare Bones.
No, I don't know.
Oh, read your new book.
Oh, that doesn't come out until June.
Okay, well, we'll start saying that when it comes out. I'm with you. Read books, listen to audiobooks, educate yourself, but also be up to speed on what Netflix has coming out.
You're the worst. Amy's turning into a whole new person. She's a parent.
What do you mean? I barely... No, watch it for me. I don't get to watch it. I wish. Gone are the days that I binged.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Kathy Lee's coming up, by the way, of Kathy Lee Gifford. So.
Can't wait.
Anything you want? She's about to come in. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee, how are you?
Bobby, I'm so happy to see you.
Look at this. Finally. You and I have been talking for about a month or so to get you in here. I'm so glad you came down.
I am so excited to be sharing this with you, because when we were planning on the release of this, I thought, oh, I gotta call Bobby.
So I'm going to get to the song in 1 second, because she has a new song called Love Me to Death, which is really good. The concept is what, first I was like, oh, I need to hear this, and I heard it. I want to get to that 1 second.
Yeah.
I have lots of questions, though.
Okay.
Just generally, so you're here in the morning.
Yes.
What time do you have to wake up in the morning?
I'm right around the same time as you, like 3 o'clock in the morning, which would be 2 o'clock for you. Yeah. But I've been doing it for so many years. I don't live in the city. I live in Connecticut. So, you know, I've always been doing the commute. And I love the early, early morning.
I got a note that says, hey, you should check out Kathy Lee's song. And so I listened to it, and then you text me, and I said, oh, we got to get you down here. Cause tell me what this song, because it's not just you singing, it's also Brett.
Yeah, Brett James.
Yeah, tell me about this song.
Well, I was leaving for Scotland last summer in August, and it's called Location Scouting, trying to find the perfect places for all the scenes I'd written. And he said, send me some pictures as we're going along. And we had just written a song called Once Again, which I thought was going to be our title song. But things change as in the creative process. So anyway, we just finished writing it, and we were both really, really happy with it. We nailed the song. To which he texted me back, "I can't stop singing our song." Now I go to sleep in a 400-year-old castle, and that's on my brain. "Can't stop singing your song." I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, which I most of the time do, and these lyrics just came to me, just boom, boom, boom. I was a little embarrassed. They're very sensual, but they were for my character, Annabelle, in our movie. And texted him the next day, said, "I'm a little embarrassed, but I think I have our closing credit song." And he goes, "Well, send them to me." And he read them. He goes, "Oh, yeah." So, and he's so great. He just wrote this incredible melody to it. And now we got it. Now you are debuting it for us.
We are. It's actually out today, but the very first day.
Yep.
So this is the release day. I'm going to play it right now. Kathy Lee, and here is Love Me to Death.
You closed your eyes.
I closed my eyes.
Held your very breath.
I held my breath.
And let me love you to death.
I let you love me. Love me to death.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kathy Lee.
Listen to that right there. Listen
yeah,
to that right there.
Thank you.
I can tell you love it because you were singing along with it.
You know what? His melodies get in your head. It's really, you can't stop singing them, and that's great. I mean, you got a good song.
I should say, I know, but I didn't know you were such a good singer. I didn't know you've been doing this for such a long time.
Right.
Like, I've known the last few years, you've been putting out these songs, and I see them do really well. But you've been singing, even on Name That Tune, back in the day.
Yeah, 1977 was my big break in this business. I was the la-la lady on Name That Tune. And so many, so many years ago. And then right after that, I came to Nashville and spent most of the next year here doing a sitcom called Hee Haw Honeys with all the, I was the only one that wasn't, in the Hee Haw cast. And everybody just welcomed me so beautifully. And it was just, I made lifetime friends. That's when I met Dolly. That's when I met Barbara Mandrell and the Gatlins and Kenny Rogers. And they're all great, great pals of mine to this
day.
So Nashville has always had a huge, huge, huge place in my heart.
Well, our audience loves you. I want you to hear this clip because we pulled a clip here. This is you from Name That Tune.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in 1974. Here we go.
Here is one more tune, the final one in this round. Kathy, if you please.
La la, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know her, show it to me. La la, produce the eyes blazing.
That's all five tunes. They were in the pockets.
That's crazy.
You know what? That's when I had an extra octave so long ago. I wish I sang like that now. I think I was 22 or something. I don't know.
How trained are you musically?
It was my minor in college, but I didn't graduate from college, so that tells you. I just learned by doing. I learned by doing. My dad used to say to me, "Kathy, find something you love to do and then figure out a way to get paid for it."
When do you get to go out and perform these songs for people? Like, why don't you go to a tour?
No, I still have a day job. I'm still with the Today Show, so... Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, I can record now, but I haven't sung professionally in 15 years. I had some damage to my vocal cords when my daddy was dying, and I had pneumonia and didn't go and get on antibiotics because he was literally in hospice. And by the time I did, I'd had some bad damage to my vocal cords. So so Brett is the one that he bamboozled me. He came up to my house in Connecticut, and I have a studio in my house. And when we wrote He Saw Jesus, I said, "Well, listen, I don't sing anymore, so who are we going to get to sing this? Let's get Winona, or let's get Faith, or let's get, somebody that can actually sing, And he said, "Well, we can talk about that, but in the meantime, why don't you just do the demo?" And I said, "Well, I can do the demo because you can fix me in the studio. You can, you can make me sound like, well, not exactly like Carrie Underwood, but close, right? It's sad that we can do that these days. You used to have talent." But anyway, so he said, so we recorded it that day. And I said, "So who are we going to get to sing it?" And he goes, "Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your vocals back to Nashville. I'm going to, comp them. And then I'm going to... I add some live strings," and that's a dead giveaway to anybody that's been in the music business. I said, I just looked at him like, "You stinker." And he just sort of smiles and he goes, "Nobody can sing this song but Kathy Lee." And I did sing it. I was scared to death because, you know, literally hadn't sung live in years. And I did it on the Today Show, and it instantly went viral. And that's when it became the number one hit. You know, because people loved my husband. They really loved him. And people were fascinated by the way I came back after losing him, except I didn't lose him. That's one of the lines in the song. No, I didn't lose him. I know right where he is, because he was never really mine. He was always his, meaning God. So, but after he passed away, I came back a week later and talked about it on the air. And that went viral. I think 80 million people or so have seen that. So it's just, the whole world has changed since I got into this business. Bobby is such a little, I was 10 years old when I started singing professionally with my sister. So, you know, the technology can be used for good too. So I was just amazed that this could happen, especially, I like to be surprised at this point in my life, you know?
Let's see. So you're here.
Yeah.
You're on TV. You're making music. You're pretty much Jennifer Lopez now.
Well, I've always had, I wish I looked like Jennifer Lopez.
But again, you're Jennifer Lopez again. You're before and after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been around a long, long time. I'm grateful. You know, I've had a 50-year career pretty much. Well, now it's a 54-year career. It's amazing. I think it's because I've always just been authentic. You may not like me, but it's based on authenticity. You may not like me, and that's fine. Everybody has their opinions. But the people that are still my fans after all these years have become my friends. And they know what they're going to get. I think they're going to be surprised by this movie, because I'm usually very much involved in the faith-based world, because that's a huge part of my life. But this time, I wanted to examine what it's like for people who have no personal faith. They're on a journey trying to find it, but they haven't been enlightened in any. They're always talking about haven't been enlightened yet. And that's most of the world, I think. Most people are looking for something. Most people are trying to find some truth in their life. And so it was fun for me as the writer to examine what would I do? What would this character do when she loses her husband? Doesn't lose him. Well, yeah, in her case, she feels like she did lose him because she has no idea where he went or what happened to him. And so that's why she's heads out on this journey. But it was fascinating, and it freed me up, because most of my friends are not necessarily followers of Jesus the way I am. I love these people. I just love them. I took a bunch of people on a trip to Israel a couple of years ago. It was my Sikh friends, my Hindu friends, my Scientology friends, my atheist friends, my agnostic friends, my brokenhearted Catholic friends, my confused Baptist friends. I mean, it was quite the group. And we all just had the most amazing spiritual time there, because they're just great people. And I just think we need to get back to that in this world. You know, it's not, you don't have to agree with me to be my friend, you know?
We're going
to
put the video up to bobbybones.com. So the song and the video, they're all out. I'm very grateful that you came by today.
When love you, Bobby it. Bones.
You too, Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Thanks to Jake Owen for stopping by. Thanks to Kathy Lee for stopping by. Both put out new songs. Appreciate everybody hanging out. Tomorrow, Anderson East comes in. He's going to perform. One of my favorite records.
It's awesome.
So he's going to come in too. So all that, and check us on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy, what's yours?
Radio Amy.
There you go.
I don't think you ever asked what mine is.
Yeah, sorry about that. Lunchbox?
Radio Lunchbox. It's great. It's fun, and you'll be entertained.
Hey, by the way, the big debate is, who would want to fight, Eddie with two arms or me with one?
Oh,
like
easy.
If I tied my arm behind my back and fought him with one arm. So Amy, who would you bet on?
You.
How much money, Amy?
I don't know the amount, but
$1.
Okay,
then she doesn't believe in you. I got you.
Lunchbox, who would you take?
Oh, you only have one arm and Eddie has two?
And
Eddie
look
has
at these, two. Lunch.
Man, if it goes more than two rounds, it's going to be Bobby because Eddie's going to run out of gas.
Oh.
Who would you bet, though?
I'll bet Bobby.
Wow.
That's terrible.
They must think you're a wimp, dude.
Should we try this?
Yeah.
You, one arm behind your back. Me, two arms.
Yeah.
And maybe a switchblade.
All right, we're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye. The Bobby Bones Show.